In its mission Aleph, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya which is going to play a very important role in Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Aleph, and even more so in Siman Shin Vav and Shin Zayin. There's two psukim in Yeshaya which is Al Darshan. So let's read the psukim. Really, it's one pasuk. The second pasuk is the Haftocha. First pasuk is Im Toshav Mishabbos Raglecha Asos Chavetzecha B'Yom Kodshi. A person refrains from going on Shabbos where he shouldn't go, which the more darshan that would be Hilchos Yitziyah B'Tchum and those type of things. Asos Chavetzecha B'Yom Kodshi, taking care of your desires on the holy day because of the Shabbos Einig. There's a mitzvah Einig Shabbos, which that itself is a whole sugya. You're mechabed Shabbos me'asoyis d'rechecha from doing your way, mim shechefzecha from arranging your needs, but dabra dabra and speaking in speech. So Siman Shin Zayin will talk about the limited halachas of what you're allowed to talk about, dabra dabra. Mim shechefzecha, Siman Shin Vav talks about you can't make arrangements to take care of your needs, business transactions, hiring people, etc. Mim shechefzecha, arranging your needs. And over here we learn in the beginning of Shin Aleph, so the Mishmur points out that there's a law of how to walk. You shouldn't walk on Shabbos the same way you walk on the weekdays. And that's you're mechabed by doing it, not doing your normal derech. We also darshan derechecha, mimsechefsecha, that it's only derech, your personal derech, or your personal chefsecha, which are prohibited. But chefsei shemayim are going to be permitted. So if the person would be being mahalach on Shabbos in a way which is normally prescribed, but he's doing it proscribed, but he's doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah, so that's going to be mutter. And that's really the sifrim which we're seeing in the beginning of Sinai Shin Aleph, is that there's an issur, a person shouldn't run on Shabbos, a person shouldn't take large steps. So it's just pointed out that both of them, normally a person runs, you take large steps. So a person has a chokmah. This is large steps. So what if I take a lot of small steps very quickly? So that's also usur. The issur is an issur of ritza. And there's also an issue of taking large steps. So even if I'm not running at all, but I just want to take a very large step, both of them, either one of them is considered hiluach hakobachol, and therefore it is a problem. Now, let's say that this din also ties into the, it says, because of the Shabbos Einig. So part of the idea behind this, the pasuk indicates, is that you'll create Shabbos being an oinig and be mechabed by doing these things. Let's say the result of this is going to be tsar. It's pouring rain. I walk slowly through the rain. And I can run quickly and get to where I have to get to and not be soaking wet. Or so I can't take a psia gas. So there's a lot of garbage over here or something on the road. I want to take a big step and walk over it to not have to step into it. But then I can't take big steps, so you have to step into it. So that's not true. So this din of oinig mitzdar overrides. The Shulchan Aruch Rav points out that in case of there's refresh potato, I want to take a large step to jump over the refresh potatoes there. Or I want to, a person would want to run because it's raining, that would be permitted on Shabbos. That goes, the Mokum Tsar, it doesn't apply. Let's say the running itself is a Tainug. So we said if the Yakut over here is Einig, so for young, so Shulchan Aruch points out in Sebeis, if you have Bacharim, which they're Misanig from the Kvitsa and the Ritsa and all these type of things, that's part of their pleasure. So that's also Mutter, because for them, that is, the idea is limit your weekday activity to increase the Einig. But for them, this is intrinsically Einig. Now, it has to be that there's intrinsically earning in the running itself. Let's say I would like to get to place X because it's going to be, okay, we'll make it a little bit, little extreme. The Kiddush is there and I'm going to enjoy the Kiddush very much. So it's my earning job is to run there to get there more quickly. You're not enjoying the running. You're enjoying the result, what you get from the running when you get there. That's not the Hetter. The Hetter is a person that has to enjoy the running itself. So let's say a person exercises because he likes the result of feeling healthy. Again, that's not the same, that would not be mutter. So there's no heter of exercising on Shabbos. The heter is because for younger people, they happen to have intrinsic pleasure from the pleasure of the running itself. Shlomo Zalman says that, let's say you have a person who actually really enjoys running. You know, he enjoys the act of running, even though he's not necessarily a bacher. So lechara, that should also be mutter. For him, it's not the result which he's looking for. But a person is doing it for the purpose of that he has a health issue which he has to address. So that now moves into the halachic issues of refuah and Shabbos. So in a case where it's a significant health issue, so refuah and Shabbos is mutter. Refuah and Shabbos meaning, but to taking medicine, but taking medicine for a person who doesn't have, he has a minor health ailment, so taking medicine is prohibited. It's the issue of taking medicine. Chazal extended that issue to other types of activities which would also address the ailment, or also some of them are prohibited under the Gzeir Shchikas HaMonim. So if that's the purpose is for a refu element, so you would go into the issue of Shchikas HaMonim, it would not be mutter to do that. The Shulchan Aruch goes through a list of possible different examples of this limitation or the heter of doing it the tzarech mitzvah, and then it moves into the question of going through water. So going through water, which really is not this issue, but once you're talking about the issues of what you should walk and not walk, so it says even if a person, so it starts with the issue of a person gets to Amas HaMayim and you have a choice of jumping over it, which is Psiya Gasa, or going around it. So I have my conflict of the adding the steps or doing or taking a Psiya Gasa. So Psiya Gasa would be preferred in that situation, not to be Rabbi Behiluk, but to go through it, a person shouldn't do that because he might come to the skita. However, if the person is going for Dar Mitzvah, Chazal took away their Gezerah, Shamiyavla de skita, because of, if that's going to be necessary to be able to do the Dar Mitzvah, a person wants to go to the Mekabah Panei Rabbi, which in the Kiddush over here, just a side issue, the din of Kabbalah Rabbi is not a Chiyuv Gomer on Shabbos, the Chiyuv Gomer is on Yom Tov, but it's enough of a mitzvah that we allow that. Even the person goes for his own personal needs to be Shomer Peiros. So they all understood that is considered some level of a mitzvah, and a person would be allowed to go through the water if necessary. Obviously, he should not do skita, but he should allowed to go through the water, and the gzeira of Shomer Yom Tov, the skita they removed, to be matter that for the tzarech of being Shomer Peiros. So that's the first six sifim of Siman Shein Aleph. I'm not going to give a final sikkum on the following sifim. What I'd rather do is give an hakdama to the rest of the siman. The rest of the siman really deals with the issues of Hoytzoa. And specifically deals with the issues of what is considered a garment and something which is permitted to wear or to carry, even when the Issur HaHitzor would apply, these things do not go under the Issur HaHitzor. So we sort of intuit that a person is allowed to wear clothing on Shabbos, it's not considered a HaHitzor. Why don't you say he's carrying the clothing? You know, we don't say that. We say that the clothing, the Rambam points out, the clothing is considered tuffle to the person. The clothing is there to mishamish the person. It becomes secondary to the person. It's not me carrying the clothing. The clothing is on me. It becomes part of myself. So we have to sort of intuit that's permitted, Baruch Hashem, right? So there's a concept called a malbush. So we're going. One of the issues with the siman is going to discuss is, so let's give us ourselves a clear definition of what a malbush is. There's a second thing which Chazal talked about, which is called a takshit, which means it doesn't necessarily meet the criteria of being a malbush, but again, it's there to mishamish the person in some way. The simple example would be a takshit is something which is there for noi, to beautify the person. So it's there again to mishamish me. So it's not that I'm carrying the item, but rather the item is on myself. It's on me. It's secondary to myself. Theoretically, you could get a case, I guess, but we don't say that in halacha, but I guess in the musar element, where the person's goal is so much to show off the item that the main goal is no longer, it's now that the mechuvan is the item and not himself, but that's, hopefully we're not talking about that madraga. So again, the tie it's beautiful for myself. I should look nice. So the goal is myself. So if it's derech malbush, it's mutter. So it's something which a person wears, and the purpose is either a definition of a malbush, something which is there to be megan on the goof. or there's some other element which is, that there's a tzarech guf for it, and it's normal to wear it. So therefore we'll see as we go along, let's say you have something which is not there to be megen on the guf, it's there to be megen on your clothing. So I have something which is my goal is I don't need it. It doesn't protect me. It helps me in any way. It's there to protect my clothing. So is that permitted or not? And we'll see. We will discuss. Mr. Shem, let's say the example. So one of the famous issues which came with the younger generation doesn't remember the hat covers, right? So you have these. There's this plastic thing which is made to put on top of the hat. So you're allowed to go out in the muck where there's no area, but you're allowed to put a hat cover on top of your hat. So the goal of the hat cover is to protect the hat. So now, if it's a very, very heavy rain, and you think that the rain might soak through the hats, and therefore you want to put it on to protect your head, so that's mutter. So your goal is to protect the person, to protect the. But if it's there just to protect the hat, it's not a heavy rain, and the hat you're going to be fine. But your hat is expensive. You want to protect your hat. So now, what's the law in that situation? So Rimmershus that's how held that was problematic. That goes under this group of things which are there to protect the garments. That's the case of the Zov Bekisa, which maybe is not so common for us, but a hat cover was more of a common issue. So Rimmershus says, okay, so why are you allowed to wear galoshes? Are you allowed to wear rubbers on your shoes? What's the difference? He says, well, they add warmth. But he was grappling with the same issue. The main goal over there is, say, again, if you're concerned that it'll soak through and your feet will get wet, so that's mutter. But if it's not, you just want to protect your shoes, so why is it mutter? He says, even so, the Bible said, add something directly to the body, and that's why would it be mutter. A raincoat is clearly derech malbush. Right? It's made to the raincoat. The main purpose of the raincoat is to protect your body. So something which is the main purpose is to protect your body, even if you wear it to protect your garment, is mutter. That we'll see that also. Because the Iker of a raincoat is most people, raincoats were not created to protect jackets, they were created to protect people. So even if you want to protect your jacket, that's not going to, because it's not such a heavy rain, so that's still going to be mutter. Let's say I want to wear a heavy coat in the middle of the winter. In the middle of the summer, I need to get my coat from point A to point B, and it's a heavy coat, but it's the middle of the summer, it's quite hot out, but I need to wear the coat. I'm allowed to wear the coat because I'm doing a derech malbush. To be the same thing, atakshit. So something which is itself is not a malbush. It's not something which is which we perceive that the goal is to it's wearing. It's worn on the person, but the goof the person's goof has some need for it. We'll talk about, let's say, a person has a walking stick, right? So he's not even wearing it. Right, but if a person cannot walk without it, that becomes considered a tzarcha goof, and he's allowed to use that on Shabbos. That's part of the tzarcha adam. This is what he needs to go with. Wheelchair is a different story. Because it's whereas one he's walking with the item, the other one the item is walking with him. The wheelchair is item is walking with him. Now, that being said, I'm not going to say that there isn't a concept of the wheelchair is bottled to the person. It could be bottled to the person, but in certain scenarios. But with Pashas, that's not true. You might see the chair with the person in it. There is a sugyas hagemara, tremendous sugyas hagemara, which talks about the takshitim. That even though tachshitim ikudin should really be mutter, let's say, especially ones which are made for beauty, not for tzarech, but for beauty, their chazal had certain concerns that maybe it would fall off, and a person might pick it up and carry it, or some person might take off to show to somebody, or it's something which that if it was something which would be a chatzitza, and a person would have a situation they would need to go to the mikveh, they would take it off and then carry it afterwards. So there's a whole series of Gemara which deal with different gzeiros derabanan. These are gzeiros derabanan. Now we'll see. We get the Shin Gimel. There we'll bring the Shulchan Aruch brings that the minhag is to be mekel. And Shulchan Aruch says the reason why the minhag is to be mekel because we don't want Rishas Rabbah b'zman hazeh. So always dealing it's always gzeiros the gzeiros. So therefore the minhag is to be mekel. And that's one of the places where the discussion is what is the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch halacha l'maisa in regards to the definition of Rishas Rabbim. So that Simon Shin Gimel Sif Yud Ches is one of those topics. So the minhag is to be mekel. He said even so it would be proper not to be mekel. Chazal at the same time did not want to leave a woman with not being able to wear any takshitim at all. So they were not to certain takshitim. Or the matra in the bayis or in the chotzer, and that's whole sugya of Gemara, which the minig is not to follow like that, but it will be proper to follow like that. tashitim of which, but something which is a tashit, we'll see as we go along the halacha, tashit for a man versus a man wearing a woman's tashit, vice versa, that is not really a tashit for that person, and therefore it would be problematic. Just some of the examples which we'll be talking as we go along, you'll be thinking about, so the winter garment and the summer garment. Let's say a person wants to wear two layers, three layers of the same garment. So is that mutter? Two belts. A person wants to put on two belts. One belt on top of the other. One belt on top of the other with a garment in between. So eyeglasses, but now most of you have touched on eyeglasses. Eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses. Person has a bite plate. Person has false teeth. So those areas which you touch on. We'll touch on the area of a person has a sling. Hurt his arm and they has arm in a sling. Or a person has some type of something which a person has to put on their back to straighten their back. All those are examples. Watches. Wearing a watch on Shabbos. Well, later on, we'll see. Later on, we'll get into an interesting discussion. If you're wearing a garment in Betzim, it's a garment. You're wearing the garment, but then you take it and you wear it away, which is not you're carrying part of the garment. So we look at the garment as, so I'm wearing my talus and I fold up the bottom of the talus because I don't want to get wet, and I put it on top of my So I'm wearing the garment because it's on my body. But on the other hand, part of it is now not being carried in the normal way. So that we'll see that later on in the sim. We'll talk about that. Person wears a jacket; they don't put their arms in the sleeve. So the sleeves are now just hanging down. You're wearing the jacket, but the sleeves are not being worn. Let's say you have items which are on the garments, and they become non-functional. So a person has buttons on his jacket. The buttons are there to be able to close the jacket. Well, the button came loose to the point that you cannot use this button. If you close the jacket with it, the button will pop off. So that button is not really functioning in the jacket anymore. Is that considered part of the jacket anymore? Is that problematic to wear that jacket outside of an eruv? Reserve buttons will be the example you have on your shirt. You have or your jacket. You have these reserve buttons. The pants have reserve buttons inside. So what would be the halacha along about those things? We'll see that later on. Person has a loop in the back, inside of the which he hangs his jacket. You hang your coat on. The loop comes off. One side of it. So now you have this half loop, or cleaner's tags. So all those things would come up as we go along. Certain tzitzis became possible. That's an example which the Shulchan talks about. One of the tzitzis became possible. So now, there is not an issue to wear it on Shabbos. Let's go back. They used to wear the garments as garments. You know, they were four garments. They put tzitzis in it. The goal wasn't to wear it for the mitzvah tzitzis. The goal was to wear garments. And you needed tzitzis because there's four corners. Well, one of the tzitzis comes off on Shabbos. So do you need to take off your jacket? You know, your four-corner jacket, right? So the law is no. The Mordechai points out that there's a mitzvah say to put tzitzis on. There's no issue to rice or to wear beggar without tzitzis. There's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. I mean, no, I can't make tzitzis on Shabbos. And it's the rice that makes tzitzis on Shabbos. It's kosher. So I'm wearing a garment because I'm wearing a garment, and I don't have the chiyuv to do the mitzvah say of putting in tzitzis because I'm potter. I'm an onos mitzvah the issur of Shabbos. I cannot put tzitzis in, so I'm allowed to continue wearing the garment. And now I have this garment with three tzitzis hanging, which are non-functional. Because they're only there to be part of a mitzvah. So is that considered a problem of mitzvah, having these three tzitzis hanging on my garment after the fourth one was pulled off or became possible? So you might have, we'll see that there is an issur of mitzvah in that situation on the extra three tzitzis, other three tzitzis.
It's going to be different now that you wear the garment.
Theoretically, yes, because there's no reason why you shouldn't take it off. But on the other hand, if it's in a situation where it would be uncomfortable to take it off, embarrassing the middle of the public to taking out your tzitzis under your shirt, you know, like, right? So you would not be mechuyev to take it off in that situation. You would not be mechuyev to take it off on Shabbos. It's not that. If you have a chitzah problem, so if you live in a place where there's no eruv, or if the eruv goes down, we had to remember the situation a few years ago, I remember it was like right by mincha time, we found that the eruv was down. So like we had to go through all the potential halachas the person has to be aware of, you know, if there's no eruv. Keys is the key belt. How many of you are old enough to remember the tie clip with, you know, what about two keys in the tie clip? You ever saw that? Like one goes like this way, one goes that way. Right. That's really the same tachshit, right? You know, and it's made out of You know, the Shulchan Aruch Ramah talks about making out of kesef. This was made out of, but the kesef doesn't really work well in the door, right? So the guy wanted to make it out of metal. So is that mutter or not? So these are things we're going to be talking about. We see that there is a whole world of issues in the world of begadim or takshitim, which theoretically begadim and takshitim are mutter. We have to define very clearly what a begad is, what a takshit is, and what's mutter and what's aser. That's what we'll be looking at. Have a good morning.